Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Tracy Ozim, date of birth 10/29/1976, date of procedure February 2nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher Dio, referring physician is Dr. Suvi Kuriakos. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and hot snare polypectomy. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Description, procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated or spayed, anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflexy was obtained at the cardio, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach for withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated, period. A retroflexy was obtained at the rectum, period. Valve preparation was good with a Boston valve prep score of 8, 2-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus neckline. The Z-line was irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis, as well as an approximately 15 millimeter segment of salmon-colored mucosa. Biopsies were obtained per the Seattle protocol in order to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was approximately 12 millimeter pedunculated gastric polyp in the body that was removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was an approximately 15 millimeter antral nodule with the classic appearance of a pancreatic rest. This was biopsy bite on bite for histology. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. This was biopsy for histology and evaluation of celiac disease. Before the duodenal portion, please also note that there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 8, 2-3-3, graded as a good prep. Next line, the colon was tortuous and looping and required a significant amount of counter pressure to reach the cecum. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend daily PPI. The script was sent to the patient's pharmacy. Would recommend taking this for 8 weeks and then reevaluating following. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending PATH. Next line, given patients iron deficiency anemia, if the labs support this, would recommend PillCam to further evaluate this, as there was no evidence for causes on upper or lower endoscopy. Next line. Would recommend ultrasound or CAT scan for further evaluation of abdominal pain. Next line. Follow-up and office as previously scheduled.